השיחה הזו. Joining us as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's been a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons. I said, name a famous athlete, first and last names, interchange the initials of those names, then add an appliance, and the result, reading left to right, will name a fruit. What is it? Well, the athlete is Dan Marino, the quarterback. Interchange the initials, add range, R-A-N-G, as in the appliance, and you get a mandarin orange, the fruit.
Oh, okay. There were almost 800 correct entries, so a lot of people know their football and their oranges. Robert Flood of Allen, Texas, is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Robert.
Well, thank you. It's such a joy and honor to be with you guys.
Oh, well, we are so glad to have you. The honor is all ours. So how long have you been playing the puzzle? I understand you are no stranger to this.
Oh, no. From the time it first started with Susan Stanberg.
And so what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a freelance writer with the emphasis on free and just enjoy being in retirement.
All right, Robert. So I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Well, I am honored and ready, and bring it.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Robert and Aisha. Every answer today is a seven-letter word, name, or phrase that has three O's and no other vowels. For example, if I said Canada's largest city, you would say Toronto. So again, seven letters, three O's, no other vowels. And your first one is a kind of cocktail thrown as a weapon.
Molotov.
Molotov is right. Number two is a biblical wise man.
Oh, a biblical wise man. It wouldn't be... Aisha?
That's what I'm trying to think. Is it... Because they won't match.
And this is the king. This is the king where he settled a dispute among two mothers.
King Solomon.
Solomon is right. You got it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Try this one. Casablanca's country.
Oh, Morocco.
Morocco is it? A container for a hammer, wrench, etc.
Toolbox.
That's it. 1987 film about a cyborg police officer.
RoboCop.
That's it. Nickname for Nadia Suleiman. She gave birth to eight surviving babies at once.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Quattro
this.
Mom or Octel Mom. Some type of mama.
Oh, you got it. Octomom. Nice one. Good one. Rainy season in India.
Monsoon season.
That's it. Where Santa lands on a house.
Rooftop.
That's it. What pedigree Iams and Purina One sell. It's a two words.
Oh, dog food.
Dog food is it? A chance to take pictures of a famous person. It's a two word phrase.
Oh, chance to take a photo bomb.
It can only be two letters afterward.
It's like a little short word.
Op.
Yes.
Photo op.
Photo op.
A photo op is it?
Great job, Robert. How do you feel?
Well, happy, relieved, and all the emotions that one can feel being on NPR.
Okay. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Robert, what member station do you listen to?
My hometown one is WAMU-FM, and my adopted hometown one now is KETR. From Commerce, Texas. Go Lions!
That is wonderful. That's Robert Flood of Allen, Texas. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mark Ocean of Portland, Oregon. Name a country. The first syllable spells something that people do. The rest of the name is an anagram of where some people do that. What country is it? So again, name a country. The first syllable spells something that people do. And the rest of the name is an anagram of where some people do that. What country is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.